3. There are gangsters in Moscow, my mother said when I told her I wanted to go to Russia. It was 1995, 6 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, and I had just graduated from college. My classmates set off for New York and San Francisco. Several of them went on to make millions at internet startups. But now that the Cold War was finally over, I wanted to see the former Soviet Union. I'd also begun to harbor romantic notions of journalism, and I'd heard that it would be easier to break into a newspaper there. A new English-language daily was hiring expats. I even argued that my trip would help my mom's foundation. It had been exactly 10 years since Jenny's death, and a commemorative journey to Russia would be good PR. What I didn't tell her is that I had another reason for wanting to visit Moscow. A month before graduation, I'd received a strange letter. It had arrived inside a manila envelope from my mother, who periodically forwarded mail that came to Washington. It drove me crazy that my mom never added a note of her own. She had never been the kind of parent who sent letters or care packages, but I would have settled for a scribble on a post-it. See you at graduation. This package, though, contained only a white envelope addressed to me in a broad, sweeping hand. Sarah Zuckerman, care of Jennifer Jones Foundation, P.O. Box 408, Washington, D.C., 20008, USA. The envelope had a corporate logo, but it was not one I recognized. DDBD in orange block letters, and beneath it in gray, MOCKBA. I'd fulfilled my foreign